This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. The last time we talked to Wisconsin photographer Carl Corey, he'd put together a book of stark images that captured the sincere and humble realities of running a family-owned business in Wisconsin. His latest work is a photo series called Americaville. You can see some of these photos, by the way, right now on the Central Time Facebook page. Carl Corey, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, hi, Rob. How are you?
Well, good. Thank you. As we mentioned, last time we were talking about your photos on Wisconsin family-owned businesses. What are you doing in this new collection, Americaville?
Well, after doing that project and a few other very formal documentaries, I decided to walk from Hudson to Kenosha on the old Yellowstone Trail. It's a 480-mile walk. And I wanted to just kind of loosen up and not work to any constraints of a formal documentary. And what came out of it was this series of work, Americaville, which I guess focuses on, it focuses upon the cultural landscape. And that's kind of where it came from. And it's really just my observations about the cultural landscape. Sometimes I put lines with them that help the viewer understand what I was thinking at the time I made the photo, because I want them to know what I was thinking when I made the photograph.
What kind of things were catching your eye on this long walk?
Primarily, some political type things. People's opinions about politics or religion or where they live. The communities that they live in. I found it very interesting as I walked through Wisconsin that it's very diverse, and it changes so much from the northern part of the state as you walk down Lake Michigan, you hit Lake Michigan and then, head south and down through Racine all the way to the Illinois border. There's definitely a demographic change that I guess I was aware of, but not quite as aware of as when I immersed myself in it by walking through it. And so Americaville now, that experience kind of opened me up to look at it at any place I am with a different view.
And yeah, these are not only, they're mostly, I think, from Wisconsin, based on the sample I've gone through, but you've got things from New York City, from Kentucky, from Missouri. So you see things maybe in common? Americaville isn't just here in Wisconsin?
Oh, yeah. No, that's why the title is, Americaville instead of, Wisconsinville. I do see a definite thread throughout the country. While there is all this diversity, we really are all Americans, and we really are, there's a common thread. And that's one of the things I'm trying to do. I was just out west, and I plan on doing another western loop this summer. So the reason there's so much from Wisconsin, really, I mean, is one a reason of logistics. I live here. And so, it's a rich state visually for me, for what the type of work I do. So, that's why there's a greater number from Wisconsin.
Yeah. Now, one theme I see as I look through, a lot of decay in some ways, or things not as they should be. So that might be a graffiti-covered wall in New York City, or a rundown business with a public auction in northern Michigan. So is that something, there's some desolation and decay going on in the series?
Well, I think it's an accurate depiction. There are observations. I didn't create these things. Mm-hmm. They're there. So I'm not really necessarily just focused on them. One of the things I did realize when I walked, again, I need to go back to the walk, but is that Wisconsin may not be as economically sound as a lot of people would like you to believe. And as I walked on the Yellowstone Trail, these were just things that were there that presented themselves. I really don't go out of my way to look for these things. Like you say, the decay and such, but it's there. And I do think it's interesting. I do think there's a sense of history to things that are decayed. And a lot of times it might have a little more cultural depth, which is why I'm interested in it.
Talking to Wisconsin photographer Carl Corey about his new photo series, Americaville. We've got a slideshow linked on the Central Time Facebook page, including some of these photos. Carl, one thing I don't see a lot, almost not at all, in these is people. So you were trying to capture artifacts, kind of buildings and landscapes.
Great observation. Yes, I am. I feel that a viewer can immerse themselves more into a scene if it doesn't contain another person. So my work kind of is always that way. I usually have pretty empty scenes so that people can feel a part of the can immerse themselves more easily into the picture.
Yeah, I guess if there's a person in it, our brain and our eye is going to be drawn to the person and maybe not the surroundings as much.
Exactly. It's going to be about that person, and I do portraits, and I love doing portraits, and I love taking photographs of people, but for this series, I wanted it to be about, again, the American cultural landscape, what's in the picture, not necessarily about the people that are living there, but yet I do think that the fact that this is, an artifact as such, I do think it does say something about the people that live there. It's just not as obvious as a portrait of the person. And again, as I said, I think that without a person in the photograph, it becomes much easier for the viewer to identify with the scene.
And I wonder, I mean, on this long walk across Wisconsin, you must have, even though you weren't taking pictures necessarily of people, you must have interacted with people along the way. What kind of encounters did you have on this long trek?
With one exception, everyone was great. And I was, it was a really wonderful experience. I live here for a reason, I really like the people in Wisconsin. I like the people up north where I live, and I like going through Milwaukee, and I like the people living in the city that I met there. It was a great experience, and it was enriching. I liken it to a second degree, to like another my master's. It was like a college education. It was well worth the time. And I would recommend anyone that wants to see something or see the countryside or immerse themselves into a city is that they walk through it. And there's no better way to acquaint yourself with a locale than by walking. And as a photographer, if you want to make good photographs, you have to be kind of you have to be intimate with and acquainted to what you're photographing. And that's why I really love walking.
And yet, do you feel like you connect more with the places you are, whether that's walking across Wisconsin or walking around New York City, because you're a photographer, because you're taking these pictures?
Well, yeah, I'm in my early 60s now, and I've done it since I was 13. So, I guess that kind of attitude, my voyeuristic, so to speak, attitude has been pretty well honed. I can't separate myself from being a picture maker. I'm always thinking that way. I mean, whether I'm in a car, or whether I'm walking, or wherever I go. I mean, there's no such thing as a vacation for me, because my entire life is a vacation. Yet my entire life is always also working. So it's kind of, there's no separation. So a good photographer never leaves it at home.
So does that happen to you? Sometimes you're out for a drive or a walk or whatever, and you're not saying, I'm going to go out, I'm looking for some pictures now, but you just see something, it's like, oh, okay, stop everything.
Yeah.
It's time for some photos.
Yeah. Yeah. I always have a camera with me, and, I go to dinner with friends, I have a camera with me. So I always have a camera with me. It's something that a legendary photographer from New York, Jay Mizell, said, is that how can you be a photographer and not always have a camera with you? And it struck me as a young man that I thought, he's absolutely right. How many photographs have I not because I didn't have a camera? And so I don't have that excuse anymore.
All right.
When I fail now, if I fail now, it's not because I didn't have a camera. So,
it's not a sin of omission. Carl, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. Carl Corey is a photographer based in River Falls. We've been talking about his new photo series. It's called Americaville. We've got a sampling, a little slideshow of that photo series. You can find that over at the Central Time Facebook page. I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.